And these first four psukim in the fourth perek have so many different nuances, it's incredible. Shimu bani musa'o vakshibu l'da'as bina. Ki lekach toib nosati lochem toirosi alta azoivu. Ki vein ho yisi lo'ovi rach v'yochid lifnei imi. Vayoreini vayoymeli yismoch dvorai libecho. Yismoch from the word toimech, not simcha, but tof mem chof. Yismach dvar libecha shmoel mitzvoisai vecheyei. The first thing in order to simply be able to translate these words is to realize that we are talking in different, it's a dialogue here. There are different persona talking. So, because shimu banim musarav, who's talking to whom? Either the father, or a Rebbe, or the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Bonim are the ones who are listening. Then when it comes to the second Pasuk, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirosi al ta'azoivu, who's talking? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki bein hoyisi liavi, that is definitely not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani rishon v'ani achron v'baloda yein Elohim. So kibein or yisi liavi could be either Shlomo HaMelech or could be Klal Yisrael. But this is kibein or yisi liavi v'asot esetan mitshimu banim in kilekach toiv nasati lachem. So the first two psukim and the second two psukim v'yoreini is a continuation v'yoymeli. There's the Rebbe, and there's the Talmud. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's Klal Yisrael. But there's something of a dialogue going on here. The Klal Yisrael is reacting to the Shimu Banim Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lachem Ki Bein HaYisi Liyot. What kind of a reaction is that? What does it mean, I was a son to my father? Rach V'yochid Lifnei Imi. And then vayoyreini vayoymeli yismach dvar libecho shmol mitzvoisai vecheyei. The last two psukim happen to be brought by a very famous gemara that everybody knows, because that gemara in Maseches Nida, which you'll have later here in the notes, is the gemara that tells us that the malach comes and hits the person in the nose, and therefore he forgets the Torah that he learned b'meyayimai. So kibeino yisi lo'avi vayoreini vayomeli yismach dvar libecha. It also has famous chazal that the Yetzahara comes first and the Yetzatov comes later. And there's a very important medrash Tanchuma Nezoyar, which are not in these notes, but Linad Bezes Hashem will be for the next set of notes. But before we even go into the thing be'iyun, I wanted to look at the Rashi on this pasuk. Shimu bonim musarav, Rashi right away says musarav is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking here, because it would be musari. It means that Shlomo HaMelech is talking. But he's telling them to listen to the musarav. What is the musarav? The musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is your father, bonim hatem, l'ashem elokeichem. Derech Agav, I mentioned in the Pirkei Avos that I gave on Shabbos, that the Rabbeinu Bechai in his Hakdama to his Pirush on Pirkei Avos brings a whole number of psukim from Mishlei where Shlomo HaMelech is speaking and he's calling the one who's listening to him, the one who's taking his advice, the one whom he is addressing, Bini. Chacham Bini, Shimu Shma bani musar avicha, shimu bani musar av. He quotes a whole number of psukim. And they're tremendous bekiyas, they just rattled it off. Where does it say bani? He gives you a whole list of bani in all of Mishlei. What's the point, he says? Because the father is the meira derech. Shlomo HaMelech, with his mishalim, becomes a father to whoever listens. I said that that's really one of the taichin of Pirkei Avos. What's the pshat Avos? There's so many different pshatim. Avos Yesoidos, Avos Demasaira, whatever. One of the pshatim is simply that every time I open up a Pirkei Avos and it says, then Hillel and Shammai and Rebbe and all of the Tanoim from the beginning of Pirkei Avos through the fifth Perek, they become my father. Because the Rebbe, the Malami, the Moira Derech, he is giving me the relationship, the Musar, the Lekach, and therefore he becomes my father. And how do we reconcile that? It was the Pshat, but he's Lemaisa, he might be my teacher, but he's not my father. The Teretz is that you see that the Rebbe was taken as a father in a very literal way. Avedas Oviv, Avedas Rabbi. Avedas Rabbi Kodemus. Why? It doesn't say because the Rebbe's more important than your father. It says because Shezem Mevi'i L'chayo L'mazeh V'zem Mevi'i L'chayo L'mabot. The Pshat of Bonim is that he brings you into a matzav and he creates you. Just like you're created biologically, you're also created spiritually. And if the creator spiritually is even more important and more significant, then he's even more entitled to be called father. You have an amazing idea. You can have somebody who's totally absent. The father gave, he planted his zera into the womb of the mother, and then he disappeared from the face of the earth. He ran away. Thus is atata. The Rebbe gives a person hadracha and gives him the opportunity to live forever. So even if the father remains, Abba Fundestvegen, all the father is able to do is bring him L'chayi Olam Hazeh. Of course, if the father is also the Rebbe, Sananda Zachin Ganzen. But the biology is not, the Iker is what happens to the person and how he lives his life and how he's Zoichet L'chayi Olam Abba. Is Memele Midem that Shlomo HaMelech is giving this teaching, he's entitled to say to the Talmud, to the Loimed B'ni. So B'ni isn't like a nice thing, you know, it's edel, it makes the person feel better. It's a literal pshat. You become a bein of Shlomo HaMelech. Now we would say normally, you can only become the son of somebody who's alive and who's teaching you panim b'fanim. But the truth of the matter is, if you extend it, anybody that listens to Kol HaLoshon doesn't even know who he's listening to. Doesn't know the tzura of the face. I mean, I'm sure he imagines must be some very charming and, you know, something. You could be Marbitz Torah from a Sefer. A person puts out a Sefer, you know, the Meir Dikazach. In the Hakdama to one of the Gedolim Sforim, the Taras Chesed, he writes, why am I writing the Sefer? Because I was never Zoichet to Talmidim. Through the Sefer, I'll have Talmidim. It's a very tragic thing. Wasn't Zoichet to Talmidim. Through the Sefer, he'll have Talmidim. A person writes a Sefer, and he has Talmidim forever. A person gives a shir, you know, you have no idea where that shir ends up. The Meir Dikazach. You come and you give. I remember, I think I maybe once mentioned it to you, I once gave a shir somewhere, and they promised me there was going to be a big oilam. It's not the numbers. Numbers mean nothing. But I told him it's such a tircha and such a tir. They say, no, you have a chance to be mashpia on so many people. That's the point. So I decided to go. They said they were going to be mefarsimit and they'll put out flyers and ads and in all the shuls and alagut tzachen. And there's nothing doing that day. I come to the place. There's not a flyer anywhere. Nobody knows about it. And the Mordechai ben David is giving a concert. They took the venue was supposed to be in the big shul, and of course they realized that wasn't shayach. So they went from the big shul to the smaller base medrash. In the smaller base medrash, it was hard to find anybody there. It was a tiny, tiny olam, maybe the smallest olam I ever gave to, except once before. A long, long time ago, I gave somebody asked me to give a shiur in Rabbi Lukstein's Zichron Levracha in his shul in the Upper East Side. KJ, Kehilas Jeshurun. Anyhow, what was the topic? The derech of brisk. The brisk of derech in learning. To go ahead and give over the brisk of derech to people who maybe have never seen, have never opened up a Gemara, it's an incredible task. And I put myself to the task. Hagaharavit abdem, I'll tell you more than any shir I ever gave. I come, and the reason I was doing this was because one of my Talmidim was the shamish there, etc., whatever. Anyway, I come, and there are three people in the room. The shamish, me, and one person who wandered in by accident. That was so anyhow, I gave it Chazak Famachta Eigen like the Belzerov in the time of the Churban, and he was on that. He was Shalashuddha's time, and get that long. He closed his eyes. He imagined there's 1,000 people there on the train. There, he closed his eyes, and he gives. So I did the same thing with my eyes open. Abba Lemaisa, I did the same thing, and I gave my shir. Anyhow, I meet Rav Lukstein a few weeks later. And in front of the yeshiva library, I see the scene, Mamash Ad Hayyim. And he comes and he runs over to me and he apologizes. He says he wasn't able to come because he had a levaya, this, that, whatever. Anyhow, but he says, so I said to him, you don't have to apologize because you weren't the only one that didn't come. So he says to me, but it's your own fault. That's what he says to me. So I said, if it was the second time I came, it could be my fault. But if it's the first time, how could it be my fault? So he says, no, that's not what I mean. I'm sure the shiur was gewaldic. So what is it? He says, it's the title that we put in the bulletin. The brisk methodology in the analysis of Talmud, who is going to come to a shiur like that? So I ask him, with great tmimus and curiosity, what would you have written? He was a very short man, very powerful, but very short. He used to say, when I start talking to a person, the other guy's much taller, but by the time I'm finished, we see eye to eye. It's a gewaltig Wort. Anyhow, so he says, he doesn't say anything yet. First he plants his foot back, like he's about to do something important, and then he moves his hand across the horizon, and he said, I would have written, there's more to brisk than Lipton tea. Ad Hayoim, I can't be sure if he meant it or not. Anyhow, Bekitza, Bidach Gegangen. So I already had such an experience. But anyhow, but I had a Chalishas Hadas. I was Tereyach, I traveled a long time, and it was very exhausted. But was Vilman for me? Breinish can cop. So Bekitza, that was it. But I gave it. I gave it my all. It's a very warm topic. It was a very interesting shiur. I gave all my koiches to it. But I had a chalishas hadas just the same. You'll see in a moment where I'm headed. At that time, there were Chasna Hall. I don't know if they use it still. I haven't been invited to this hall in a long time. But the Excelsior in Staten Island. Someone comes over to me and says, Rabbi Khan, you don't know me, but you changed my life. You don't know me, but you changed my life. So I said, how could I have changed your life if I don't even know who you are? He says, I was in the audience, quote unquote. I was one of the shaymim when you gave, and he that particular sheep. He says, I came home and I told my Eishes Chayil, Loizu haderech, loizu ha'ir. He's absolutely right. We made Iker Tofel and Tofel Iker, and we have to cease and desist, and we're changing everything. Like somebody would say, he talked about kashrus, and we're changing our pots and our dishes. That's the way he talked about his neshama. So neirivayin. So I was thinking to myself, Aaron du tipesh du. You know why you're going somewhere? Do you understand why you're in a certain place? Do you know whom you have a hashpah on? Do you know when you have a hashpah? The beis the gaulisht. So what's the stack up? And really, I had this tremendous feeling. So a person is transformed, he's not your son. He's not your son. So that's Pirkei Avos. Avos is Bekitzer. Rashi says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking here. I mean, Shlomo HaMelech is talking, but he's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimu Bonim Musar Av. Who's the Av? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I saying this? Because I want to make clear that the word Av here is not in the same context that you find L'moshel in the Gemara in Baba Basu, Daf Yoram and Aleph, in the big machloikas between Turnus Rufus, HaRasha, and Rabbi Akiva. Because there they're talking about Bisman Shaisim Ritzaino Shomakim Nikraim Bonim. Bisman Shainam Isim Ritzaino Shomakim Nikraim Avodim. That's a different zugang to the word Av. But when it says Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, when it comes to Limud, it's always Bonim. Because whoever inspires is an Av. The Rambam, when he starts Hilchus Talmud Torah, says the same thing. He says, it says, Vishinantam of Banecha. So Chazal say, Elu HaTalmidim. So the question is, why is it called Banecha? And then he also quotes, B'nei HaNeviim. B'nei HaNeviim, they're not their children, they're biological children, but they are very much their children, maybe more than biological. You understand? And you see the Maisa with Elisha, he's by his parents' farm, and he's pushing the plow, and all of a sudden, Eliyahu shows up out of nowhere, and he takes his Aderes Eliyahu, and he throws his cloak upon Elisha, and all of a sudden, Elisha drops the plow, and forgets that he has parents, and he's going after Eliyahu. Because Zedor Yetz Anayetate. So that's Shema B'ni Musar Avicha, and that's Shimu B'ni Musar Av. Zot Rashi Vaita. On the pasuk, he lek atoyd nasati lochem. So who's talking now? So it's very interesting. Since Rashi teach that the first pasuk is not spoken by Hashem, but rather it's spoken by Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech is telling you to listen to the Av's Musar, who is the Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's Shlomo who's talking. So how can Shlomo say ki lek atoyd nasati lochem? So he says einochanami. Now the Eibushter is talking. Rashi is introducing, even in the first two psukim, two different persona. The first pasuk is Shlomo HaMelech, you should listen to Hashem. And now Hashem himself is talking. What do you mean Hashem himself is talking in Ksuvim? So Zokt Rashi, Hanovi misnabe, umidaber bishlichusoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'harei hu kefiv. Why is it in that lashon of Ani, listen to my, right? I gave you a Torah. I gave you Lekach Toiv. Because the Navi is allowed to use such a lashon to reflect the speech kivayochol of HaKadosh Baruch. So you have a meridika shift that now Shlomo HaMelech is not talking about Hashem. He is the mouthpiece of Hashem. And Hashem is talking. What does Hashem say? Ki Lekach Toiv nasati lochem toirasi al tazayv. Here, I mean, most people would read this Rashi in 10 seconds and they would go weiter. All right, this is Shlomo HaMelech, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam, that explains the diktuk, and now we go on. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Lashon, we went through this pasuk already, and I'm not going even into it. I just wanted to make a horror about the shift between the first pasuk Shlomo HaMelech is talking, the second pasuk Hashem is talking. The Chazal tell us a gevaldik ezach. Torah munachas bekeren zovis. It's amazing. Shloisha ksarim heim. And that's how the Rambam starts in the third parak of Hilchus Talmud Torah. Shloisha ksarim heim. There's kesa Torah, kesa kahuna, and kesa malchus. Kesa kahuna, Aaron Ubonov. Kesa malchus, David. And his descendants. David Vizara. Kesa Torah. What should have been next? Next should have been everybody. But the Lashon is peculiar. It's Einoi Omer Ela Darsheni. The Lashon is Torah Munachas. Kol mi sheroitza litoil yovoi v'yito. It's a gewaldike. It's painful, this Lashon. I want you to know, it's painful. There's a sadness to it. Chazal go even so far as to say, Torah munachas bekeren zovis. The Balei Musa used to say, Keren is a corner. The zovis is a corner. Why the repetition? Should be Torah Munachas Bezovis. Even in the corner, it only has a corner. What is a corner? The pshat is like this. You have a geometric shape on a board, and you fill it with the color so that it fills out the entire shape. That color becomes the shape. In modern paintings, they eliminated altogether lines. The shape is formed by the colors change from one color to another. But even when there is a line, but when the color fills the shape, the color becomes the shape. You see a red circle. What if it fills only part of the shape? Then the color and the shape have nothing to do with each other. But Torah's munachas bekeren zovis, where is the rest of the person? And that's the pshat. When I'm a kohen no matter what. I can reduce my kahuna by marrying a grusha chas v'shalom. I can reduce my kahuna by being metamel lemeisim chas v'shalom, and so on. If I'm a nozir, my gavra is a nozir. I can reduce it. I can diminish it. But I am a nozir. I am a kohen. I am a melech. The dinim of the kidashtei, the dinim of kavod malchus, is because of my essence. Much more than what I do or how I think. It's who I am. Torah is not like that. There's no such thing as a person who to begin with is a ben Torah or a master of Torah. You have to learn Torah. And Torah has to teach you, inform you, and inspire you. And to the extent that it doesn't, Torah is the bekeren zovis of the person. And when the Torah is the bekeren zovis of the person, the rest of the person is not consistent and compatible with that Torah. You know what's happening in this pasuk? You should forgive me for saying such a lashon. And the Eibushu should also forgive me. The Rebbeinu Shlom Kivayochel is getting on his knees and begging you, look what I'm giving you, Toirasi al Tazayf. I had once a maisa, there was a fellow that, I don't want to spell out the protim, because for all I know, this person himself is listening. Velves. But there was a certain person that I had a shaychus to when he was a child, and the parents saw that he's getting too close, and they pulled him away, bekoyach. And they asked him under no circumstance. I remember that I would be walking on this side of the street. He would cross to the other side of the street because out of fear of his parents. A little boy. Because he put on a kapel because of me and a pair of tzitzis, you understand? So Bekitza, he grew up. And he was a genius of a boy. And he went to a public high school. And there he got involved with drugs. In the early years of drugs. And it made a churban of his life. He was in jail for a year. Maisis chazis, I can't even begin to explain it to you. And pashtetzach, drugs is called by Yehola Yeshuva. It's a terrible matzav. He had a karev that was very devoted to him. And he happened to be staying in his house because he didn't have a panos. He didn't do anything with his life. He just sat there and watched videos the whole day like a golem. That's what happened to him. And he was not shaykh to anything. Nish tzagot, nish tzalait, go nisht. Because I get a call from that Korev, and he says to me, Rabbi Khan, I know that we haven't had any connection with you for years and years. He's gone to psychiatrists, he's gone to psychologists, he's gone to clinics to fix him. He's been in jail. He's done everything possible. You have to talk to him. So I said, you're telling me you have no shaykhus to me for years. He doesn't probably remember who I am. He's gone. You've gone to everybody possible, mumchim in their fields. That's their profession. They're supposed to fix these kind of people. And you want me to do something? It's absurd. Rabbi Khan, are you telling me that you're not going? I got on the train and I went. I come in there. You can't imagine the scene that I saw. Catatonic. Like a golem, he's sitting there. He doesn't know what world he's on. Bekitza, I start talking to him. When I sit down, he's opened up a quarter of an eye. Keilu, does he recognize me? Does he not recognize me? And I'm talking and talking and reminding him and reminiscing. Oh no, Sigamish. So I decided I have to do something. Epis. So I said, come on, we're going to go for a walk. Because in that place, it was not Shaykh. Anyhow, he was mad. He got up, put on his jacket. It was a cold, brisk day. It was very good. You know, refresh ourselves. I was getting very sick from the whole thing. There was a very sick dog that was his only pet, and the dog had gegangen areyach. I thought I was it was gefällig. It was mamish gefällig in every possible way. You see, you know, was kein Wellen von einem Mensch. Because we go downstairs, take the elevator, it was an apartment house, take the elevator downstairs, we walk, and I'm talking and talking. There's something I can do. And I'm talking, and it's the mamish gornish welt. And he's walking along with me. Anyhow, finally, I don't know what happened to me, but I got very irritated, very upset. I got upset with myself that I'm getting nowhere. I got upset with him even more. And I said, and all of a sudden, he was Mustamba at least a head taller than me, and even in his matzav, he was much stronger than me. But I grabbed him, and I shoved him up against the, there was a chain link fence there from a school, from a court. I shoved him up against this thing, and I said, you listen to me. But I'm all effing to live the Eugen like this, like what's happening to him. And I said, Helzachain, the Pasuk says, I give you life and good. What's on the other side? Death and evil. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ubacharta b'chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets on his knees and he says, my entire kind, choose life. Choose life. So I said, how could it be that someone is running and you're choking and you can't breathe and the Hatzolah guy is running with the oxygen and he has to knock on the door and beg, open the door, let me give you the oxygen. It cannot be. Now the teretz is, most people don't understand that mavis and ra. They think it's good, they think it's fun, they think it's nice. I said, that's good for everybody else. Look at you, I said. Do you not see the mavis before your eyes? Do you not see what happened to you? Do you not see that you're 1/100th of a person and maybe 1/1000th of what you could be? All of a sudden, to make a long story short, in the space of 6 months, he was learning Baba Kama Be'iyun in a yeshiva. Went off Teretz Yisrael. I wish that the story had a happy ending. An addiction is a gefel chazach. Aber lemaisa, in all the time that happened subsequently, is a geblibman el chayid, a maimin, a shoymetar, a mitzvah, a maniach tvilim b'chol yoyim. Neurevoy. The Ribbono Shel Olam gets on his knees and begs you, ki lekach toiv, you weißt nicht was ihr hat. What do you have in your hands? What do you mean it's a gemara? What do you mean it's a mishnayis? It's a gemara, it's a mishnayis, it's life. It's the best. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ich betzach badir, please, I'm pleading with you. Toirasi al tazoivu. Don't give it up. Please, I'm begging you, don't give it up. It's a chapelet, because that's why it goes into the guf rishayim. Shlomo HaMelech is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very nice. He's talking about Torah, and he says, Meir Dikazachin about Torah. When it comes to begging, who's begging? The Ribbono Shel Olam is begging. So, it's an astonishing thing. You know why? Because when you have something with which you created the universe, and you have all the nations of the world, and then you have this little ummah called Yisrael, and you entrust them that maybe they'll understand, maybe they will appreciate, maybe they will realize what it is that I'm giving them. Lekach toiv. What it means, Maimer HaSinai. What it means, Dor Deya. What it means, Chamishim Sharei Bina. Maybe they'll understand. And then all of a sudden, Toirasi Al Tazayv. Maybe they don't understand anything. So, Amayu Dikazach. a person reads these psukim, uvacharta b'chayim, a person reads these psukim, toirasi al tazoivu, I don't see how you can't have pain. Pain for the Eibishter. Zok the pasuk weiter according to Rashi. Ki bein ha'yisi la'avi. So who's talking now? Obviously, it's shifting again. But who's talking? So it's a very interesting Rashi. Im toimar. Shloimei ha'yosainei ha'briyos. Right? Shohiz hiron ala gezel v'ala arayos. Dobo shenapshe shel odom mis'avalohem. L'kach ne'mar. Ki bein ha'yisi rach v'yochid. So here he means either Shlomo HaMelech or he means the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. You know that Chazal tell us that Kol Mitzvah Shekidmar famous Gemara Masachah Shabbos Kol Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem B'Simcha Adayinim Oisem Oisem B'Simcha Bris Mila Vayas Avraham Mishter Gadol V'Nes Geita Zeivaita Ad Hayoyim. The call, it's a, that there was tyrannus, there was frustration, there was anger, there was resentment. Why are you giving me this complicated and impossible mitzvah? Which mitzvah? The Parsha of Arayis, we just had, Parsha's Kedoshim. Adayin, there's still problems with it. Lekok suba de loyrami batigra. So the pshat is, there are certain inyonim that grate on the human nerve. They want to be free and liberal, unfettered, and they're not interested in restrictions. And each thing has its madrega. Meiridik that the parsha of Arayis is bedafka the parsha that Chazal zeroed in to say that was the most difficult, because it says Boicha l'mishpachaisa. Even the Rambam quotes the pasuk Al iskei mishpacha. They were crying. What were they crying about? So it says l'mishpachaisav. Sounds like each family got huddled together and started to cry. You know, as a family. You know, the family that cries together stays together. What's the pshat? The pshat is l'mishpachaisav means that it was the inyan of mishpacha. Imagine somebody says, you can't be with your mother anymore. You can't be with your sister. You can't be this, you can't be that. Three quarters of this is Asatur ben Noyach anyhow. There's very little in that parasha that's not Asatur ben Noyach. But nevertheless, just that shift, that tremendous pressure, that emphasis, and all of a sudden they're not happy. They're resentful. That's Toirasi al Tazay. They don't chap the trade-off. That I'm giving you Olam Haba, I'm giving you life, I'm giving you Olam Hazeh. No, I don't hear it. All I hear is restrictions. Gezel. They're talking about Gezel, the you know, you go in and rob a bank and shoot somebody. He's talking about, you know, mominous, you know, mitutvas mivi. I want to be able to become successful and wealthy, and I'm not interested in who's in my way and who owns something. Because anyhow, I deserve it. So these things make a person resentful of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are you giving me so many halachas? And when it comes to zehirus in Arayis and in Gezel, that the Torah itself said, because when you come to the moment of erva, it's too late. So there are all kinds of mechitzas and all kinds of barriers that you have to create in order never to even get to that point. Now that's Yisurei Yichud, Yisurei Chibuk V'Nishuk. There's already a very complicated parasha, and it's interfering with my life. It's not human. It's not normal. It's not normal. That's the time of today. It's not normal. It goes against the grain of nature. And who am I bothering anyhow? There's mutual consent. It's an amazing thing. Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam. There's never mutual consent. Never. You may have a consent of the man and the woman, but you never have the consent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the point of Al Iskei Mishpacha. So says Rashi, maybe you'll think Ribbono Shel Olam really doesn't care. He's draconian, he's a tyrant, and he legislates, and he doesn't have any sensitivities. Zokta, it cannot be, because Ki bein ha'yisi rach v'yochid lifnei imi. Zok Rashi, lefi He writes like this: Kibeno Yisi Lavim Toima. Yeah, maybe either Shlomo or Kodesh Baruch Hu Sayne Abriyos Jezirin Ala Gezel Bala Rayas. Dobe Shanafsha Shalodim Mis Avilohem. Why do I want to be fettered? This is something I want to take for myself. The Kachnema Kibeno Yisi Rach Vyochid. Shahoyo Oyhev Oysi Yoysa. You should know the imagery of a gentle, soft, coddled baby is that the Tata cares about you very much. It's dafka because of that, that he cares about you. And he wants to nurture you, that he gives you these restrictions. There's never a tkufa, I think, in the history of Klal Yisrael, of the world for that matter, that the children have become, you know what it says, Vahi bimei shvayt ha-shoyftim? Dor she-shoyfet e-shoyftav. The shoyfet is suddenly not only ignored, but the tables are turned, and the roles have been changed. The child is such a tyrant in the house today that the parent is scared out of his wits to open up the mouth. Chas v'shalom, you'll offend them. Chas v'shalom, they'll run away. Chas v'shalom this, chas v'shalom that. Children are growing up mamish in a gevaldike hefkeres. And their opinions all of a sudden count. Was veisen ze? Ze veisen doch mamish gar nicht. Till a person gets a little bit of seichel, takes about 80 years. But if we want to ignore the ultimate, 40 years. You know, Chabad Mol gezogt, if Seit ben Aboyim Labina, to really understand something, that you should be able to go further and derive ben Aboyim Labina. What's next? Ben Chamishim LaEitzah. So I asked a simple question. What do you need for Eitzah? You need Bina. Ben Arboim LeBina. So it should be Ben Arboim V'Achas LeEitzah. Once you acquire Bina, what does it prove? Bina has to percolate inside the person for 10 years before he can squeak out one Eitzah to somebody else. Kum Tekleine Shmerel and Beryl and Sprinzer. And they're dictating, they're telling Yudeus, this is what they want, and this is what they need, and that's no good, and this is where I'll go in the summer, and this is the yeshiva or beis yankov that I'm going to go to in the winter. And why? Because that's where my friends go. Oh, all right. Maskim, I surrender. I'm only a parent. So, that Shlomo HaMelech is saying in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tayrosi Al Tazayvu, I give you all kinds of restrictions. You should know that that's dafka because you're my most beloved child. And if you understand that the restrictions are Ach V'rak L'Tayvoscha, is good. But that's why he says Tayrosi Al Tazayvu. Because till you come to an understanding that all those restrictions are so good, you can plot. And especially in a zman where the whole world is saying, nay, 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 it's not good at all. Hefkeris is good. Fun is good. Nay, revoy. Zot Rashi weiter, vayoyreini. Vayoyreini. Let's look at the pasuk for a second. On page 1. Kibeno yisi lo'avi, rach v'yochid lifnei imi. Rashi, by the way, doesn't speak about Rach v'yochid lifnei imi yet. Interesting. But kibeno yisi lo'avi, I was a son to my father, Rach v'yochid lifnei imi. I was soft and a ben yochid, you know, my ben yochidl, lifnei imi. Vayoyreini, and he taught me. Vayoyimeli, zokt Rashi, vayoyreini al kach. Vayoychicheini, and he gave me Musar. Vayoymeli yismach from Taimech, like Taimech Tmimim, yismach dvorai libecha. Zokto lefi shahichichani bedvorim elu, lekach ani mazhirchem al kach. So he says that Shlomo HaMelech is speaking about his own toichacha, and therefore I am being mazir you on this as well. Of course, as a melech, you have all kinds of responsibilities, and privileges, and if chas v'shalom you go beyond those privileges, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not roy. Dover acha ki bein ha'yisi la'ovi, hanovi oimer bein ha'yisi la'kadosh Baruch Hu, shehishra rucha yolai. In other words, it's not Klal Yisrael, but it's rather the Navi himself. Ki bein ha'yisi. Umatzinu shakoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shloimei ben, shenema ani eyeloi li'av. So Rashi says that bein ha'yisi la'ovi could mean, in general, bonim atem la'shem elokeichem, and comes to tell you that those things that seem to be harsh and draconian and difficult, but these are really the eitzes that will give you chayei olam, and you should understand that it's dafka because you are my chosen son, rach, the yochid, that's why I give you dafka all these restrictions, because I love you so much. Or it could be referring not to bonim atem l'shem l'keichem, but to shloim ha'melech bedafka. Ki rach ha'yisi. So how is it that Shlomo HaMelech specifically is called a son? He says, because the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to David HaMelech about Shlomo, Anoichi Ehye Eloi Le'av, and of course, what is Rashi leaving out? It says that Chasdi will be with him forever, but when he will err, and he will violate my Torah, then I will be Moichiach him, and I will punish him. So that's what he's saying. That in the very same place where Hashem says he will punish Shlomo HaMelech, he says first, Anoichi Ehye Eloi Le'av. Zogt Rashi weiter, Rach v'yochid lifnei imi, l'umasi, ani nivchar v'choviv kebein rach v'yochid, l'kach v'yoreini ovi. Who is imi if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the father? So he answers, is the Klal Yisrael. By the way, in Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'altitoy Torah Simecha, Chazal also say, Altikri Imecha Elo Umasecha. And Chazal further say that these are the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, which are handed over by Klal Yisrael itself from generation to generation, even though they don't originate Me'ikara from the Dvar Hashem, they become a chelik of the Dvar Hashem. And that's Altitoy Torah Simecha. Here too, Le'imi le'umasi. That's Rashi. Now, I wanted you to take a look on your own in the Ralbag. The Ralbag asks these questions, who's talking? And he starts out that Hashem Yisborach Ishma b'ni Musar Avicha, like Rashi. And then, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem is, of course, talking in the name Ki ilu Hashem Yisborach Yedaber. And then v'chakach omar shloimei ki bein ha'yisi. So the Ralbag is sort of an amplification of what we just learned in Rashi. The Alshech HaKadosh has a gewaldike shtickle here, which deserves a tremendous amount of understanding. But the yesod of this Alshech is what I told you at the very beginning. That the person who learns and listens from a Rebbe is more of a son than a biological son. And he teaches the pasuk Yismoich, Vayoreini Vayomelo Yismoich. Loimar, listen to these words. Im hayoyscha chacham v'novoin, even though you may be the biggest Talmud chacham, and you may be the smartest person on earth, with the greatest intelligence. Al yashiacha libcha ledaber ledover v'loimar, Haloi hayreisani, loi osim in adova shiagidu li v'akshiv l'daz bina, v'avina mitoich ha-toira ad asher yoruni bo rabbosai. V'loi emoshech acha ruach mevinosi. V'aloi kamo pa'omim ani shomea mimoirai svoris mekubolis merabom ubilti miskablis lifi sichli. V'aloi toiv toiv egal bohem v'efchadarki. A person says, why, if I already have a derech in learning, and why, if I have myself become a master of Torah, do I need to listen to the particular hadrocha and masayr of my rebbeim in areas where I think otherwise? And he brings a gewaldike example, and that is the example of Amoni v'loy Amonis. There was a Meiridike fire raging amongst Klal Yisrael, which was generated several times in history, believe it or not. And particularly when Rus HaMoavia, this whole parsha of Rus, Loi Egol, right? Why? Pen Ashchis es Nachalosi. So the kasha is, if he holds Amoini v'loy Amoinis is not true, why is he saying Pen Ashchis es Nachalosi, asks the Briska Rav. It should simply be, Osir li Lisa Amoinis u'mayavis. Is she or is she not a Mayavia? Yes. Am I allowed to marry her? Lishitasi? No. So that's the end of it. Why does he say, I'm going to ruin my future? I'm going to ruin my descendants. Not ruining his descendants. He should say, Ich bin an Elech Hayid, this Pliny Amoini. Ich bin an Elech Hayid, and I'm not allowed. Was willst du von mir? You think otherwise? You marry her. The Teretz is, they paskened up at the time Bezdin like Boyaz. And therefore, since the halacha was that he is allowed to marry her, because the pasuk says Loyavo Amoini means dafka the males and not the females. Females not a problem. They're not included in that isur. So he's allowed to marry her. He may have thought otherwise, but even if he's from the miut, nevertheless, once it's Achrei Rabim Lahatos Obgepaskind, that's the halacha. And he's perfectly entitled to marry her. What was he saying? Saying, you know what's going to happen, he says? What's going to happen is that there's going to be a later generation, maybe Godel Mimenu B'Chochma B'Minya, and they will reverse the halacha. And they will paskin what today is in the minority will be then in the majority. And they will say, no, it's Amoini V'Gam Amoinis is Osir. Mayavi V'Gam Mayaviyo is Osir. Oh, Ebazoi. All those people that descended from them will be tainted because the psak will have come out against what we paskin today. So he says, today, all right, but what about tomorrow? Who's to guarantee? So pen ashchis es nachalosi. What happened? What happened was that he came into the Beis Medrash and he plunked a sword in the Beis Medrash and he said, kach mekubalani mi beis dinoi shel Shmuel haramasi. It's mekublani. It's not subject to debate. It's halacha l'moshe nisina. It's a masoira that goes all the way back that there's nothing to discuss. And azevit is blayb mafevik. He has me'ein this, the Al-Sheikh uses in a very interesting way. Look to what he says. Ke'inyan svaras mo'avi v'loy mo'avis amoini v'loy amoinis. Shehoisa kabola bi'ad avneo. Avner had such a masaira. But Doeg refuted them. He refuted every argument that would distinguish between the males and the females, and he says, nothing doing. It's clear that when the Torah says, it means from that Medina, from that people. It doesn't matter male or female. The Torah uses Lashon Zachar. Torah always uses Lashon Zachar. Doesn't mean anything. It includes the women as well. Choisa kabola biyad avner, amoni v'loy amonis. V'hoya doicha oisoy doyeg, misvarois miskablois lefi sichloi. And as far as doyeg was concerned, he was perfectly in the right. Made a lot of sense to him. Ach loy zu haderech yishkoin or ha'emes. Rak nasa kemaisa yisra yishmaeli shachar achabo ki yishmoel v'omar. Kach mekublanim bezinir shol shmuel. I'll slaughter him right here if he's not mekabel. Ki hakabola loy timoit for aleinu mutal choivas bakesh tam eleha v'loy litchoisa chalila klo yibotzer tam kasha oz amdu v'loy anu oid. So my ridikazach, he's bringing in this maisa. And this maisa, luchayre, has nothing to do with the point that he's making. You know why? Because when he said, this is my masaira, halacha l'moshe misinai, there can't be a debate. But the whole Torah is full of machlokes. The whole Torah has yochid v'rab malacha k'rab. The whole Torah has a Tanakama and a Tanabasra. The whole Torah is full of abayin rava. and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what are you saying? You're saying that if somebody tells you something, you have to accept it. That's it. I have nothing to say. I can't use my mind. I can't use my logic. What else can I use? So the Teretz is, he's talking about something else. So why is he bringing this as an analogy? This analogy is saying that certain things are not subject to machlokes, because the Masaira is handed down from the time of Sinai. And it's a Masaira that does not brook any logical intervention. So it's an amazing thing. The Alshich also understood this. But what the Alshich is willing to say is that a Talmid who is not yet roi to machlokes still has his own seichel. And that Talmid, when he engages his seichel, is actually legabi the Rebbe in inyonim sichliim, like someone who's arguing with the ultimate truth. In other words, what the Alshich is driving at is this. There's a concept called Talmid shlo higia lahoira umayra. People think sometimes that he doesn't know anything. He doesn't have to not know anything. He has to know enough to make everything corrupt, to ruin the pshat. You know, if you don't know anything at all, you don't become a player. The attempt to be a player, the desire to say something in the presence of Gedolim, in opposition to them, and to finally pass in a shaila that other people are confused about, is a simon that you think you have places. But when you don't have the shoulders, and you assume the mantle, that is exactly equivalent, says the Alshich, to someone who goes against a halacha psuka l'moshe misinai that went midor l'dor. Why? Because the teretz is, Torah is not a toy. And it's not that today I think like this and tomorrow I think like that. Torah's methodology allows for machlokes. But in order for the person to become a chelik of any machlokes, he has to be roi to that. Because by being roi to that, he becomes a chelik of the Masaira itself. In other words, just like halacha l'moshe misinai is one way only, so to machlokes is two ways or three ways only. It becomes the Masaira itself. If you are not shayach to that chain of Masaira, then what you are doing is you are invading the Masaira. You are antagonizing the Masaira. In the same way that someone who would receive Aloch L'Moshe Misinai would say, but it doesn't make sense to me. So the parallel is a gewaldik hazach, this Alshich. He says, if you're roi, you become a chelik of the Masaira. But if you're not roi, then you just stop. But he's not talking even al cholik al rabbeisav. He's talking something much more fundamental. A lot of times you go into a beis medrash, and with this I'll finish, but it's a very important yisoid. And a lot of rabbeim talk about it, in Bali Musa and Mashgichim. You walk into the beis medrash, and in the enthusiasm that we have sometimes, we say, Rashi makes absolutely no sense. That's what a person says. Or, that Rashba, I heard this once with my own ears. That Rashba is mamish crazy. At least he didn't say the Rashba is crazy. Only that particular line in the Rashba. It's crazy. So a lot of it is because there's a looseness and nobody really means any harm. And sometimes, however, it's not so posh. Of course, looseness is not allowed. It's usur to utter such words. It's a total lack of edelkeit. But besides everything, you know, I remember I once got an email from a Talmid who was already married and settled and had children, and very nice of him. He wanted to inquire, how are we doing? How is the Rebbe and his Rebbetzin and his family doing? So he writes in the email, hey, you guys, how are you? I'm not joking. Hey, not the letter hey. H-E-Y, comma, you guys. How are you? The Gvaldi Gazach, who hears from a Talmud after 10 years? Hey, you guys. It's a lotion, you know. This man has a, you guys. Abel. In Limud, even more than not using the proper lashon. There's a certain sense that that person has about himself, that he's an arbiter of Rashi. Until Rashi makes sense to him, Rashi's not quite. He's not yet on the Madrega. That is a poisonous thought. That's what exactly the Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, said on the words in Pirkei Avos, have a misavek ba'afer agleim shel Torah. Because he used the word misavek to mean wrestle, fight. So he says, we have a responsibility to wrestle because we are not allowed to simply bow down, prostrate ourselves before somebody else's statement or idea without passing it through the shikul of our minds and our understanding of the Masaira. But there's one tremendous caveat, and that is the next chelik after the words have a misavek. Ba'afa ragleyem shel tamidei chachamim. If the person feels at the time that he's wrestling that he's nothing mamish, he's the dust at the feet of the Rebbe could be a live Rebbe, somebody comes into shir, and then afterwards somebody who missed the shir asks him, what did the Rebbe say today? Not much really. Not much really. Or, he really didn't say anything. Or, today's shir was just simply not up to par. It just wasn't up to par. It's a par is a solution from golf, I think. But in any case, whatever it means, it's not up to par. Nachnisht. What does it mean? It means that the Talmud suddenly becomes a maven on the Rebbe and his shiurim. You know, say it's that Talmud will never be matzliach. The Talmud is mishabed himself to the Rebbe. There's no such thing as evaluating a shiur. There's no such thing as giving points, silver stars or gold stars. There's no such thing as saying today's shiur was better than yesterday's shiur. Or must be something on his mind because he didn't say anything today. And you want to know what's an amazing thing? And I'm going to finish with this. Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yomish mitoicha ayo. You'd think that this kind of hisbatlus diminishes the personality and the character of the Talmud. Because after all, if you're nothing, and the Rebbe is everything, so a person who's nothing is a lemela, is a garnish. And if you train yourself to be a lemela, then you'll remain a lemela for the rest of your life. And the truth is, it's the exact opposite. A hisbatlus to a Rebbe is the breeding ground of great and incredible personality and character. And that's what happened, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael anymore. So the first thing before Veschanan al Hashem, so concerned is Moshe Rabbeinu for Klal Yisrael, that he says, Yifkeid Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basar Ish Alo Eida. But when he said Ish Alo Eida, he meant, maybe not Yeshua, because Yeshua is a Nar. The Yeshua bin Nun Nar Lo Yomish Mitoicha Ayel. What's Pshat Nar? He was already a mature person. Now the Torah says he's a person that his life, his essence, his nature is Nar. Because Lo Yomish Mitoicha Ayel. The Mesader Saf Solim is not Shaykh to be the Manig of Klal Yisrael. Because he's Nar. So the Rebbeinu Shlom Kachas Yeshua Ish Asher Ruach Bo. What is he, a woman? Of course he's Ish. It should have been Kachas Yeshua Asher Ruach Bo. What's Ish Asher Ruach Bo? He says he's not Nar. You asked for Ish, I'm giving you Ish. I'm giving you the best Ish possible. Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So Mayri Dikazach, that his batlus is the petri dish for greatness of personality. Why that is a different deal and a different discussion.